Yeah, so obviously your boy Cat Williams on the world on the tour right now. He lighting the internet up. He done lit up Shannon Sharp podcast. He done got like, man, that shit might be at 60 million views right now. Right now he on the big homie Willie D show. So we about to see what they talking about right here. Shout out to Willie D. You can watch the full episode right here on Willie D's channel. Well, let's see what Cat and Willie talking about.
Cincinnati,
But
Ohio.
when you, I mean, see, my bad. You were born in Cincinnati,
Yep, I was
and then
born in
you were
Cincinnati
raised in Dayton.
and raised in Dayton. Correct,
Man,
yeah.
you know, we had a show in Dayton once, and it almost like provoked a full-blown riot. You know, in Dayton, they had these cops with these big old 10-gallon hats,
They did.
big old white cornbread-fed dudes, and they were telling us, y'all gonna either pay for all of this equipment that y'all destroyed on the stage. We destroyed, allegedly, we destroyed equipment, band equipment that
Yeah.
belonged to After Seven and Troop.
Oh my.
We were on the same
Got it.
ticket as After Seven and Troop. We destroyed their equipment,
Allegedly.
allegedly, and they told us, y'all gonna pay for this stuff or y'all going to jail. And so we basically just did the show for free because we gave all that money back. But Dayton was that's will forever be like embedded in my memory, Dayton, Ohio, for that reason. But
I'm sorry that
what do
you had a
you
bad
remember?
memory.
What do you I mean, what are some good memories that you have
Well,
from Dayton?
part of what you remember is a part of Dayton. So Dayton was one of the rare cities in America that was legitimately half black and half white. So there was power on both ends. I came from a very powerful family in Dayton just because of our sheer numbers. So there were 13 on my father's side and 7 on my mother's side. So I had like 100 first cousins in one
That nigga got
city.
that
Like
shit on
we
his neck.
just had a large family, and it was a great.
Why this nigga always dressed like a goddamn ninja? Let's get to the smoke, Cat.
What I would say is that it can't be called run away because I didn't run away. I left, but I don't tell that part of the story just because there's a zero chance that if a young person listens to me and follows my example on that they'll be okay. But I knew I would be, but you know, I was a little off. Like, I knew Jesus left home at 13, so I didn't feel like I was out of pocket in any way.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that at 13 years old, you was cognizant of the story of Jesus leaving home at 13 years old?
I had been accepted to college before I was 12, so I was already a little bit more advanced than your
This
average.
nigga said he was accepted to college before he was 12. I ain't gonna call him a liar, shit. He don't seem like a liar to me.
Child, I had probably read 10,000 books at that period in my life. So I was blessed in that way. But as you know, you can't really just live on that. So God navigated where I was able to see the underworld, if you will. So I go from my parents' house in Ohio to Miami, Florida, by myself. I don't know nobody. And that's where the story begins.
Oh.
But
In your formidable years, who is that person? Was there a single individual who inspired?
listen, guys, when you want to ask somebody about their past about selling illegal substances, you asking what you say is what he said in your formidable world, your formidable self.
You or some guy or a person that you looked up to and you said,
No.
I like the way that they move, and I want to model myself after that person.
In other words, I know I'm taking over the interview, but fuck it. In other words, he's saying, was there a drug dealer or a pimp or somebody that you looked up to and said, yo, I want to be like that nigga right there?
Yeah, this is going to be a weird answer. Yes, that's one of the things that I was probably the best at. I did it with anybody and everybody. So when I was going to the library, I wasn't reading fiction books. I was reading nonfiction books, and it didn't matter what it was. I know whatever's in this book, I don't know what it is. So I might have read like 1,000 autobiographies, just the life of people that I don't know. And when you do that, you find out that if you were trying to learn something from everybody, you could actually learn something from every single person that you met. And so...
Big facts.
It's that type of thinking that helped me avoid the pitfalls as I saw them. So the reason I never did drugs when I was an adult is because when I left and went to Miami and I'm living in a park, it's 30 people out there from all different places, and they all are homeless and in a terrible situation just like me. And they telling me that they used to be lawyers and doctors and nurses. And I'm going, well, what happened? And all of them is telling this story where everything in their life was fine. And then they dealt with this drug, and this is where it ended them out. So as a kid, I never saw the fun part of drugs. I never heard about nobody having a good time on drugs or, oh, you got to take this so you can feel it. I didn't see it from that way. I had already seen what it would do to people. And they're telling me, like, I'm letting people tell me, hey, don't do this. Don't get to Hollywood and start sleeping with white women and doing cocaine because it'll kill you. Oh, yeah, no problem. Got it. So, you know, in a lot of things, I was just stupid enough to get the lessons, but that came from being willing to learn something from everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long were you out on the streets?
Well, it sounds so harsh when you say on the streets. Just understand that I'm in slacks and a shirt and a tie every day, and I'm eating at a 5-star restaurant because I done worked this deal with the restaurant where I come in at 5 in the morning and I come and do the floors and clean up everything the bus people didn't.
Did you get to the smoke?
Why would somebody vandalize a whole face and only vandalize one part? Nobody wanted to knock an eye off or take an ear off or... No chin's missing. Nope, just the nose. Because it's a brand. It's a brand. All right, go ahead.
You have an uncanny way of thinking outside of the box. And you are very good at breaking things down like you just did. You okay, understand consequences and repercussions very well.
Okay. Sheep who has a brain about that small to be able to just focus on eating grass and not worry about falling off a cliff. We have the desire as humans to be led. We want to be led into battle. We want to be led into right. The football game. This is all because this is how we are wired. The cheerleaders and the pomp and circumstance, that goes back to the times of first humanity, because we do need that.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about a myriad of leaders. You're not just talking about a single individual.
Right.
And I see a lot of people just be sitting back waiting on a messiah. They're waiting on right. That one person.
But they are too, though.
Who's that?
The other side is far more diligent about looking for that messiah than we are, because they know where to look. you probably wonder, why do...
The other side is white people. I love white people. I love black people too. My son is white, just so y'all know. I want an Asian kid too. I want a fucking Mexican. I want, of course, I want a black one. So when they say the other, I mean, that's what I'm assuming. There's no such thing as the other side. It's only gonna be the other side of me fucking some bitch.
White people pay so much attention to black people if they don't like them. You would think if you didn't like something, why would right. you be paying attention to it? I don't pay attention to things I don't like.
What's the answer?
The answer is the liar knows what lie he told. You see what I'm saying? So even if I made it deceitful and I made you think that the answer is over here, but the answer is really over here, I'm still going to be looking over here. Me, the one that tricked, because I know this is the right answer. Black people have lost their identity, but our oppressors have not lost our identity. That's just why they chopped those noses off of the Pharaoh and the Sphinx in Egypt in the first place, is because without this nose, we can tell you this is whoever it is. But with that nigga nose, it can only be niggas. Why would somebody vandalize a whole face and only vandalize one part? Nobody wanted to knock an eye off or take an ear off. Or no chins missing. No, just the nose.
Because Willie D nose is big as a motherfucker. Mine's is too, though. I'm black. I love my big nose. But Willie shit big as a motherfucker. He can smell the weed I'm smoking.
Nose. Because it's a brand. It's a brand. All right, go ahead.
You have an uncanny way of thinking outside of the box. And you do. You are very good at breaking things down like you just did. You understand consequences and repercussions very well.
Okay.
So my question to you is, why are you such a habitual line stepper? Why do you cross that line so often when you know what the repercussions and consequences are going to be? And they're not going to be favorable to you. For example.
Right.
I saw where you and Suge got arrested. Right? You and Suge got arrested, is that true?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Like, and...
Well,
so it's true, guys.
What were we doing?
Allegedly had something to do with, like, some type of photography, a camera or something like that. I'm not sure. I'm just sure. Oh. I'm just saying this is what I read.
I'll tell you the story, and you tell me the story. Then does that change how you frame this?
I'm going to look up the story as they talk about it.
Okay.
So we have a meeting with a hologram company, which is going to go into a licensing deal on some holograms. This is in Beverly Hills. So now there's a rodeo, and behind that is an alleyway where you park your vehicles. Mm-hmm. That's where we are. Suge has brought his son with him, who's 5 years old. And before we go into this meeting, Suge's son runs behind the dumpster and urinates. And a lady films his penis out, peeing behind the dumpster. And then says, oh, I thought that was Cat's kid. So, yeah, that's what happened.
See, man, this is
so why. So, understand, we were facing 20 years, Suge and I. 20 years for that. And if it wasn't for the fact that this is Beverly Hills and it's all on camera, they had no problem sending us up the river when we couldn't have possibly done what was being said. That lady said that she got jumped on by me.
So, I got the article right here. And this article was written by Rolling Stones on June 5th, 2013. Suge Knight, Cat Williams sued for assault and battery. One day after being named in a wrongful death suit, hip hop mogul faces new charges stemming from encounter with photographer. Number one, I'm just reading it just to read the motherfucker. So blah 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 blah. All right, so photographer Leslie Redding outside. So the girl name is Leslie Redding outside Film One Studios in Beverly Hills on September 5th, 2014. According to the lawsuit, Knight accused Redding taking photos of him and his son after exiting through the back door of Film One. He then quickly, angrily advanced toward, repeatedly calling her a bitch and stating, "Oh, I remember this." Stating, "I'm gonna beat your motherfucking ass," according to the complaint. He lifted his shirt to expose his waistband to Redding. "I don't believe this is true." The suit continues that Redding, who claimed she was not taking Knight's photo at the time, began to flee the premises, only then be confronted by Williams, a woman believed to be the comedian's girlfriend. Oh shit. Oh, look. Redding claimed she sustained severe injuries to her neck, back, fingers, wrists, and other parts of her body, and that the incident caused her great emotional pain and suffering, as well as probable neurological cognitive problems. Knight and Williams were first arrested last October on suspicion of stealing camera from a female photographer, and each charged with one count of robbery. The latest lawsuit follows, blah, blah, blah. Well, hold on. All right, so damn, hold on. Year's over. So with Cat girl, so they beat the shit out of the girl, allegedly. So yeah, let me just see if he lie.
So you see what you just did? You just clarified a
No, he
huge.
didn't. He didn't clarify shit, Willie D. I just looked up the article according to the lawsuit. And one thing about lawsuits. Let me break down. I'm not a fucking lawyer, but I'm anyway. A lawsuit is fucking court. Nobody wants to go to court. No one. Whether you go in there for civil court or criminal court, though nobody want to go to court. Neither way, you gotta have evidence, right? You gotta do a deposition, right? So therefore, you still cannot lie. It sound good. All that shit sound good. But your ass, look, this is what the girl said. So Suge Knight, all right, update from Suge Knight and Cat Williams, both pled not guilty to the robbery, according to the Associated Press. Knight's attorney has said hip hop mogul did not steal camera from photographer Leslie Redding, though Redding alleges that there was a physical altercation between her and Knight. In battle, hip hop mogul Marion Suge Knight and actor comedian Cat Williams have been served with a lawsuit alleging appeared threatened and assaulted photographer Leslie Redding outside of. All right, I read that already. All right, here we go. He then quit. All right, so according to the lawsuit, she said he then quickly and angrily advanced toward Redding, repeatedly calling her a bitch and stating he had a bitch to come beat your motherfucking ass, according to the complaint. He then lifted his shirt to expose his waistband to Redding. So, okay, this make more sense now. The suit continues that Redding, who claimed she was not taking blah, 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 flee the premises, only to get confronted by Williams and a woman believed to be comedian's girlfriend. Redden alleges that the woman knocked her to the ground, after which Williams stood over her and yelled at her to delete the supposed photos of Knight. The comedian then forcibly took her camera. Redden claims she sustained severe injuries to her neck, back. All right, I read that already. Oh, so after Shorty got shook, Shorty took off, and Cat and his bitch ran down on Shorty. So Suge probably did have a hammer on him. a gun, and he may have flashed that, which is some stupid shit. Why would you even flash a gun at the girl? I don't believe that she took a picture of nobody's 5-year-old son's penis. I don't believe that. And if she did, bitch, you can have that shit, bitch. Go take it with you. Go have fun, hoe. So that don't make any sense. Sounds like niggas was on cocaine, man. Excuse my language. I mean, controlled substance. You feel me? Cat Williams, I love him and all that, but nigga, that nigga up there lying. Yo, fuck that. That nigga be on coke. I ain't that slow. Yeah, son. Allegedly, allegedly. Gotta be my nigga. I don't give a fuck. He's saying I'm drug free. I'm drug free. Niggas didn't even ask this nigga. It's like he take pride in saying he's drug free. I mean, that's his privacy. Like, shit, you don't have to tell people you do drugs. That's really your personal business. But, and he never got arrested or charged with drugs. But that incident with Suge Knight, that sound like niggas was high. Nobody's doing that soberly, my nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Huge, like, misconception about, the events of that evening or whatever.
Yeah, but remember, it went
Like,
to court. Like, this isn't just my word. This,
yeah.
they had to play the video in court, which showed that her altercation wasn't with a man at all.
But the trip part about it is that when people print it, when the media, mainstream media, put it out there.
The media just said that the girl, you and your bitch pulled up on her. And your bitch knocked her to the floor and beat the shit out of her. And Suge said, "I got a bitch for your ass. I got, oh, was you one of y'all just said in Rolling Stones, buddy? You can't see this shit because you can't see this shit because of the green screen. But I got the shit in my hand right here. Damn, you can't see the shit, but yeah, right here, blah. But according to Rolling Stones." And you know they're accurate. They got all the juice, the tea. Yeah. Suge lift up his shirt, showed the hammer, said, "This is on Pyru. You ain't have shit to do with it. And you sent your girl to beat up a photographer bitch because you was with Suge. And it was just y'all." That was some old sound like I don't think Suge get high. So it's more to that story. What the fuck was in that photo, in that camera? Somebody's lying, but obviously it ain't the girl. So yeah, I'm trying to get to the, I'm about to skip some of this shit.
I don't care what has to happen. That's what will happen. I'm offended. I'm offended. Why? Because even if it's
The nigga just answered his own
like you
question.
can't keep positioning the narrative, because that's all this is. This is so that in a conversation in America, there'll be something where he and I are evenly linked. And only people in his hometown are floating that narrative. I'm really him.
You don't believe that there's under any circumstances that, you and Ali can come to a resolution, just be cool, like.
You've just talked to me. You know I don't have a bone in this. I don't have a bone in this.
I got to see what they
So I
talking
got
about.
him on the phone. Y'all, you.
We're one unit and one team when we come. That is to let you understand that no comic was fin to come join us that evening because there isn't space for it. I still have to do an hour at the end of this. There's a limited amount of time. So we could just start there. Second of all, I don't care where you're from, what the venue is, how cool you are with the people that work there.
He animated like a cartoon
Cat
character.
Williams Show means Cat Williams Show. That means.
Yo, Cat is a goat. That nigga animated like a motherfucker, even in real life, but I think the nigga get high, allegedly. I think he don't count marijuana as drugs, and I don't either. I'm just being honest. It's almost legalized. It need to be legalized federally. So I don't think he counts weed or marijuana as drugs, to be totally honest. And I don't think he smoked weed anyway. But I don't even think he looks at prescription drugs as illegal drugs. See? So maybe he do the perks and the oxys. And that's to him, maybe that's not illegal. Because people is doing cocaine and hard drugs, and that's famous and rich, like just so you guys know.
Don't nothing move but the money. There ain't no loud talking and voice raising and well, I how dare you? How dare you? How let me look on the advertisements and see do I see your name or face, sir, whoever you may be. Where would you even get the entitlement to be having this question? This is like me insisting that the Lakers put me on as a starter. And I won't take no for an answer. It's ridiculous. You don't even play in our league. And that's before I knew who you were. Now that I know who you are, I'm just ashamed
What are you talking
because
about?
you took something personal that couldn't have been personal. I didn't meet you. That's how it would have gone if I wasn't there, because the truth is, I wasn't there. All of this happened before I got there.
What happened with the check? When the security guy gave him the check?
When I asked what the person had said, I said, well, I don't understand. I don't understand why he's so angry. What did he say to you? He said, I'm supposed to be on this show. I said, well, maybe he was expecting to get some sort of a payment. And now he thinks he doesn't get to get paid because we
A check. He said that the people that were from a check. He said that the
storyteller that's done time and loves his family and is a hometown guy. Like, why would he ever have any enemies in comedy? It's ludicrous. But if you pick the actual king, then make sure that your story's correct. And unfortunately, his story's not correct. No matter what he says, he never met me. He
Who?
made it disrespectful that a security guard that was 6'7" reached over him to pay him, not by the time you find out who I actually am.
Right. See, because of that clarity you just provided,
Yes.
is the reason why I want to know. I think the world want to know what happened between you and Ali Sadiq. I know you said you
The
didn't want
world
to talk
couldn't
about it.
possibly want to
I
know
don't
that.
know,
He's
man.
not famous
I don't
enough
even
for
know
the
who that
world to
is.
want to know.
Right. He right. I definitely don't know who that is. He just said whoever that is, he like him. I don't know who the fuck no Ali Sadiq is. He right.
Oh, means Cat Williams show. That means don't nothing move but the money. There ain't no loud talking and voice raising and well, I how dare you? How dare you? How let me look on the advertisements and see do I see your name in that position with the only thing trying to be righteous in our lane is just more machinations of the devil.
This
You should
pick.
have a much better
Well, you know
backstory when
what?
you pick me as an opponent.
You know what, man? I'm glad you at least, addressed it,
Yeah.
because
When you talk to him and tell him what the truth is, he won't be able to refute it. I told you earlier, he doesn't know this. How could he know? It's okay for you to think that I'm that way, but there are 30,000 known comedians in America that you could have went to and they would have told you this is against my character. I am known for confronting my issue head up, be it Satan or his affiliates.
See, all jokes aside, I'm gonna tell y'all the secret. what Hollywood don't like, even the music business. Or, but really, I'm not even like, no business, period, wants you to bring up God, devil, religion, period, because we're talking that we are a brand. If we wanted to be a brand of church, then that's what we'll be talking about. So this is why advertisers or people don't really like to deal with Cat Williams or I guess play ball, whatever. But this is 2024. Only a dumbass think that you need. Yeah, you know what's sad about all of the shit that be going on? Niggas wearing dresses, selling their soul, and doing all the stuff that they know they doing. But number one, you got Kevin Hart getting humped by Shaq. That was mad weird to me. Like Shaq had it's on, like it's as a commercial. You got him wearing dresses. He not the only one though. And me being a real heterosexual man, right? This hey, I love all people. I love gay people. I love straight people. I love all the people. You know what I mean? What you do is what you do. But me being a heterosexual man that actually know I'm heterosexual because people say it, but we don't know. You know what I mean? Just like you wouldn't know if I'm fucking lying, but obviously I'm not. So, me being a nigga that never like don't even think about shit like that, I don't wouldn't even know about that other side. Because like there's a lot of dudes that do. Yo, if a girl eating your ass, nigga, that's kind of that's like that's gay. I mean, no matter how you look at it though, like, you know what I mean? That ain't nothing cool about that for no man, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like when niggas was in back in the days, they're not eating ass in Africa, my nigga. They wasn't doing that in the Garden of Eden. That's some old devil shit. You know what I mean? It's almost like a some humiliation shit type shit. You know what I mean? But I never had a desire to wear women's clothes. In other words, that's pretty much what I'm trying to say. And when you a man and you got kids and you got a son, right? Certain things you like. If your son see you getting humped, but like for example, Kevin Hart, he got humped by Shaq, or if any comedian, any whatever alleged man that's playing some type of role that actually make them not admit that takes them out of being masculine. And you have sons, then your son actually never gonna respect you in as a man because he's gonna say, Daddy, I seen you wear a dress like Will Smith, 6 degrees of separation. He played a homosexual, kissing the dude. It was just like, it was disgusting. I ain't ever looked at the movie. I looked at the clips, but the dude, but like, so if I was Jada, I wouldn't like him for either just for that. Like, it's just certain shit that just make you know. And, if I don't give a fuck if Will is gay, I think a lot of these dudes is bisexual. You know what I'm saying? And that's really, I don't even give a fuck. Why the fuck would I actually care about niggas being bisexual or having sex with men? I really don't really give a fuck. And I think people that do has to be kind of gay because I really don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like straight up. If you not trying to do me, we good, nigga. Like straight up. The fuck I actually give a fuck about. And I do believe that number one is it's like in the game of inches, right? If I'm a master pervert and I got the keys in my hand, and the keys is money, right? And what I mean by the money is it might be a movie role, it might be a job, any it's like the streets. See, I don't want the equivalent shit to the street too much. I'm trying to be different. When you got the power, right? And you know, it's like men, right? Let's use the fuck it. I'm gonna use the streets. I don't know. I got to reference what I know but the best. Say the local marijuana dealer, the local weed man, would leverage the marijuana that he got to fuck girls or have sexual relations with women, if he can, if he can, if he can, like straight up. You know what I mean? Yo, girls come through, they want to hang out, they ain't got no money, but they got some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you want this weed? What you willing to do for it? You know what I'm saying? That and that's just a little example. In Hollywood case, you're dealing with millions of dollars, right? So if I'm thinking as a predator, right, as a perv, and they do exist. And if you're a predator, that's actually your, when I mean predator, because this I gotta clarify that. A predator that a mental predator, right? That one of the because I think money makes you a predator. See, that's what people don't talk about. Yo, when you power turns you into a pervert, no matter how you look at it. Why? Because you start to actually live out the weird desires that you have in your mind, like Puff. But Puff ain't the like who, he's probably the lowest on the totem. Nah, he's the biggest perv. Yeah, for black people though, you know what I mean? But it goes on everywhere. Him, he just talk about Nick. He exposed it though, but he definitely exposed it. He definitely exposed a lot of shit. But before Cat Williams was exposing it, we kind of been looking at that kind of weird. And what I think society doesn't realize is, what you see visually, it actually would like get stuck in your subconscious mind, right? So for a kid, like say Big Mama's house, we was all kids over there. I know I was a kid when I came out. So, but I never even thought that was cool to wear a dress. Even like you couldn't laugh me into thinking that Martin was cool wearing a dress. I think he wore a dress in Blue Streak too, right? But whatever, I never even looked at none of them niggas' dress movies. Holiday Heart, I never looked at that shit, yo. The dude, Juwan the Man, I never seen the movie. That's how you know, my G. You see, you get what I'm saying? Why the fuck will I have interest in something that's gay? Unless I'm interested in gay shit. You get where I'm coming from? Because I understand that certain things are not supposed to enter my fucking brain. You know what I'm saying? At all. Period. Pussy can. Anything with some pussy, it definitely can. Because that's my preference. Just like if you gay, nigga, that's your preference. If you want to have freak off with multiple men, then and that's your desire, nigga, have a fucking freak off, nigga. Shit, you deserve it. What the fuck? That's just real G shit. You know what I'm saying? And he right though. What he's saying is, you see that Illuminati shit? I think that's a way of saying perverts with power. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, my nigga. It's a bunch of people with money who leveraging their money for sexual fucking desires. The same shit people do every day in the work field. That's just what the shit boils down to. The funny thing is though, the humiliation comes in that because white actors wear dresses too. So is that not demasculating them? You know what I'm saying? And I'm just keeping it real. What, Mr. Doubtfire, right? Jim Carrey fucking was wearing a dress. You feel me? Like, I guess that's not a problem when they do it. But I guess us as black people, anything we do has to be something that the white person or white people, no, they're trying to demasculate us. It as a nigga, you can demasculate me as a man. You know what I'm saying? Like one thing about Cat, everything he say, he backs it up when he's saying, nigga, if the roles say I gotta be gay, then I ain't fucking with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit, some weird shit in the role. And he is right. Why do you have to be gay to make people laugh? But I got the answer to that. Richard Pryor was the first gay nigga, comedian ever. Shit. What the fuck? Like, I mean, it's just the facts. Society want to see gay shit. Because you know why? It's a lot of gay people. And the gay people that I'm talking about is not the ones with the flag. It's the people who's doing both sides. You get what I'm saying? So say out of a population of 100 people, say we got a world population of what, 8 billion, 9 billion people on the planet. I say 5 billion is five. I say out of the men population, 60% of the men population is bisexual. I just talked like a motherfucker. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. My bad.
That I had with music, and it was the relationship that I had
Bird
with
tech.
comedy. So musically, I could listen to Pearl Jam and the Ghetto Boys. Like, I could listen to Nine Inch Nails, and I could listen to Prince, and I could do that. And comedically, I found that I could do that too. It didn't matter what the comedy person looked like, or how they were built, or where they were from. If they were funny, I was gonna be able to tell. So I understood that Don Knotts was out there working his ass off as Barney Fife. I understood he wasn't doing the same job as the rest of them. I understood that laughter is an emotion. And anytime you can tap an emotion, that's very powerful.
You're right. One thing for sure about the one thing that's for sure, that's a fact, is with Cat, he is definitely way funnier than Kevin Hart, 100%. Out of all the people he bashed in this week, he never said nothing about Chris Rock. I ain't heard him say nothing about Dave Chappelle. Yo, Chris Rock ain't wear the dress. That's weird. Word. Shout out to Chris Rock. I don't think he wore the dress. And if he did, he sold out too. Now, Marty Marr, nobody gets the pass, right? But I think when Eddie Murphy played all the different roles in Nutty Professor, if y'all remember, when Norbit, he was dressing up as every character. And I don't know if that played a part in Hollywood or in black comedy, right? And one thing about it, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And that goes with any business model, right? So if niggas seen that, yo, Martin killed, you know how much money we made with Martin in the dress? Put all them niggas in dresses, right? And then us, as or black, certain black people, certain black men is saying, nigga, I ain't wearing no, nigga, like, why the fuck am I wearing the dress? And I totally agree. But on the business aspect of it is, you know why you should wear the dress? Because I can show you all the other motherfuckers that did wore the dress. My thing is, show me a list of all the white people that wore the dress. You know what I'm saying? Show me an equal amount of white men who wore a dress. You know what's crazy though? The white dudes don't even give a fuck. Even NFL niggas will wear a dress in the commercial. You know what I'm saying? I guess it used to be, didn't Charles Barkley wear a dress? You know, with the thing, let me, all right, look. This will make it, this is the real problem with the dress shit. Because there's some old white pervert motherfucker jerking off to some big diesel nigga with shoulders that's wearing the dress. That's turning them on somewhere. That's simple as that. That's why men shouldn't be wearing dresses. Because that's actually a fetish for a lot of people.
Regardless of what emotion you're tapping.
When you're tapping these emotions, before you deliver the joke, are you cognizant of what it's going to take to, like, deliver that joke? Like, are you already knowing that, I know for a fact, I don't have to practice this, they're going to be with this right here. When I say this, oh, I'm going to get them.
Hell yeah.
As a comedian, I have the best fan base in the world, like documented.
You do.
I'm with you, brother.
The slight amount of advertisement that they allowed me to do, and the fact that in a place as glorious as Houston, they pack the arena to the rafters, is based upon the fact that I, in 1995, started a conversation with a fan base, which was maybe five people. And through this entire time, I've kept up the same conversation with the same people as they grow.
Facts.
And
Cat Williams. I get every, number one is this: when you don't come out and speak your own story, other motherfuckers will tell a story for you. And it ain't like he was blackballed, like the internet didn't exist. He could have always went live and told his story. Because right now, the story's in your motherfucking hand, nigga. It's the phone. He didn't have to go to Shannon Sharp podcast. What he did was, he went to Shannon Sharp shit, and nigga, at them numbers they did, Shannon Sharp got to give him a check. If he didn't give him a check already, fuck that. That's straight up. And they need part two. Fuck that. That's a fact. Yeah, that was crazy. And Willie D just did him doing numbers that he never did because we all want to see Cat. So right now, see, in other words, I don't know if maybe 2-3 years ago, we would be giving a fuck about anything Cat Williams would be talking about, because the narrative would have been that Cat is going crazy or blah, 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 like they always do certain comedians. Remember, they did the same thing to Martin. They do that to a lot of comedians, which is a little weird. It's like a ritual. It is a fucking ritual. It's a fucking humiliation ritual. It's just, yeah, one thing about the devil, whoever that guy is or she, or you know what the devil is? The devil is a wicked, schematic thinking motherfucker. Somebody always plotting. And when Martin said he was going crazy, one day, if you ever look up, Martin said he was going nuts one day, blah, blah, blah. And people was following him and all this shit. Because people probably was following his ass. You get where I'm coming from? A lot of weird shit be going on. Motherfucker, you like shit. And the crazy shit is that's because motherfuckers actually start to own you. Once you got, I don't think it's as devilish and wicked as, it is weird. But what if you ask me, I think that it's a game of blackmail, right? So it's like, all right, look. We got to get this nigga $30 million or $60 million, right? What we're going to do is we're going to put our best private investigators on this nigga. Follow this motherfucker. Get all the dirt you can on this nigga, straight up. And we're going to use that as leverage to probably not pay this motherfucker, straight up, or to own a bigger percentage of whatever the fuck is going on. You feel me? And then you got the dress wearing people, right? So if you know a nigga wear a dress, right? Say you a pervert, right? Like, let's go like Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein. Let's talk about the gay perverts though. Because for some reason, they don't come out. And gay is legal now, so it doesn't even really matter. So if you're a gay Hollywood perv, I think you should just come out. You know what I mean? Because who gives a fuck if you're gay? Shit. Only gay people care about what gay people do. Right? If you're gay, let me know in the comment section. Because I don't know, I don't really give a fuck about what gay people do. I could actually care less. It's Hollywood. I don't even give a fuck about the Hollywood part of the shit. Obviously, if a nigga's gay and he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and you come to his party and he wants some butt, some booty, some man butt, nigga, of course he gonna try you, nigga. What the fuck? And he got the movie role to help you get it. So what you gonna do? But I know this much. If you wear a dress, you suck a dick. I'm going to repeat that again. Terry Crews said that the Hollywood agent grabbed him by the privates, by the penis, and said, I got the power right here. That's the same thing that Cat Williams did the next Friday, which is, well, how ironic is that? Right? So Cat Williams saying niggas wearing dresses and all that. Nigga, you grabbed the nigga nuts. Y'all always never forget that. You feel me? So, nigga, you was down with the ritual shit too. See, he's saying that the dude, Money Mike, was supposed to get raped in the bathroom, which is crazy. That's mad. I mean, is it crazy? See, Cat is a real nigga because he like, yo, nigga, I ain't doing no rape scene. I'll grab a nigga nudge, though. That's more realistic. And it was still funny. And that's really a last resort if you in a bad situation, rip his balls off. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm just saying though, all jokes aside, Cat, you still grabbed Terry Crews' crotch in Friday After Next. That's some gay shit too. So you saying niggas wearing dresses, you grabbed the nigga dick, my nigga. Straight up. And the nigga dick you grabbed went in front of Congress crying, saying he was sexually assaulted. by a Hollywood agent, and the same agent had the power over Terry Crews to have him in all the Expendable movies. So obviously the agent is a freak, my nigga, and he got power. So he like, nigga, y'all niggas want to be in these movies? Come here, nigga, let me see your motherfucking dick. Give me that shit. If you don't want to give me the dick, get the fuck out. I mean, for the gay, that's what they're doing. That shit been going on for years, and that shit go on in the workplace every day. Do you know how many women that work in regular jobs probably has sex in the office just to get the fucking job, yo? You're not going to ever hear about that. And they be probably married women. They ain't going to tell that story. Because one thing about sexual assault cases and shit like that, if you got kids and shit, and they at a certain age, you don't want to come out with that shit. That is a private, like that's like a personal situation, especially to real victims. Like that ain't everybody's business if somebody assaulted you. That's just the facts. So to come out with it, with a sexual, in Terry Crews' case, hell no, I don't respect that shit. Nigga, you too big to be letting niggas grab, I'm not talking about the movie. You too big to be letting that white dude grab your nuts.
I'm letting you see me win. I'm letting you.
Let's go, man.
Talented, but at the same time, you do show the good and the bad. And you know, it's something appealing about being transparent to an extent.
Oh, not just to an extent, to the utmost. As soon as you, as a person, decide that you're not gonna lie anymore, and that whatever problem that you have, you're gonna deal with that problem right then where it presents itself, it'll show you a whole new side of you. It's very important. It's very important. When you lie and allow lies, for some people it's just, oh, I'm just a little delusional. No, it's dangerous for you to do that to yourself. It's very unnecessary for you to.
You was on this radio station in Atlanta, and this host,
the black lady,
made a joke right about you, and you ate a, like, killed a man, like, for
he
like,
did.
I don't know how long that was, but man, I was like, time out, you know, call the police, something, you know, stop this slaughter, man. You was like, you really did a bad, and you didn't, I don't think
hold
you
on.
Cursed
hold,
one time.
Hold. I was going to say, be very careful when you say how badly I did because I never called her out
I
of
know,
her name.
But that's what I'm saying.
I was very composed.
That's my point.
But let me explain
you're
let me
one
give you
of the
exclusive.
Few, no, let me make the point.
Okay.
You're one of the few, like, only you and Bruce I've ever seen do that before. Like, destroy a heckler or someone that was challenging you or whatever. Destroy them, like, I mean, for, like, several minutes. I mean, Bruce killed this chick for about, I don't know, man, about 25, 30 minutes one night in Houston. And I never seen anybody else do that but you. Like 25, I mean, just back to back, gut busting, like same person,
right.
No cuss words.
Yeah.
I had never seen that before. So how were you able to maintain your composure for that long?
Well, a very interesting thing happens when you try to trap something that's bigger than your trap. So imagine you set out a trap for a turtle and a rhinoceros steps into it. It's going to be
a
whole different situation now. So this lady behind the scenes is begging me to come into this interview that I've not scheduled, that I don't want to do, that I'm not dressed for, that nobody's called me about. She just wants it.
Okay.
To the point where she says, Kat, come on. You just want to Emmy for the city. I just want to give you your flowers. Well, I won't talk about kids. I won't talk about no jail. I won't talk about. This is the conversation she has with me and then goes in that room and doesn't mention the Emmy and immediately
wow
begins to Because this is a comedian. You're trying to undermine me. Atlanta is a heavily LGBTQ plus positive city. And sure. The fact that you having a heavy gay fan base would try to degrade me, a heterosexual, by making it seem like I'm gay. Gay people don't feel that way about me. Why would you? So it was a terrible thing that she found herself in. And comedically, you're outmatched. My defense is impenetrable. My offense,
Tyson,
will Mike. Have the precise amount of viciousness that's necessary. If that means no cussing, that's fine. I don't want to talk to you and hurt heavyset women's.
Yo, if you ever heard somebody get roasted on a religious podcast, on a religious platform, he did it to the big lady from Georgia. And she started that shit.
Feelings or dark-skinned women's feelings or women who wear wigs' feelings. I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm bantering with you because you...
You know what's sad, though, is he named three things. He named bigger women, women with wigs. That's he just named mostly all the women in the world. Pretty much. Damn.
You keep acting like you're qualified to do that. Yeah. So, you know, it was a setup. I'm always going to be prevail if I'm being set up.
You think Buddy was in on it? Her co-host? You think he was in on
no.
that? He didn't appear to be in on it.
Because here's the whole thing. He kept trying to get her to pull the plug on this, and she kept not. So she didn't understand even after we cut. She didn't understand what had happened. She still thought that she had been victorious. And yeah.
And then she tried to play the victim.
No, she played the victim. Her husband was willing to kill one of the greatest comedians to...
Matter of fact, we're going to go into that one.
And remember, all of this has to happen. I have to allow it to happen. I have to also preserve my life. And then, after I do all of that, then I have to not press charges on you to these police as if a crime has not been committed.
A pimp named Slickback.
Let's go.
Man.
Thank you for saying the whole thing.
Look, man.
Like a Tribe Called
Yeah, you got to say the whole thing.
That is correct.
A pimp named Slickback.
Yes.
Man, that is one of the most iconic roles in television history. How did that come about?
Dumb people love dumb people, and geniuses try to find people that are on their mental platitude. So Aaron Magruder is one of the finest black writers that we've had.
Yes.
And the fact started his journey in the real trenches writing for newspapers and getting syndicated across the country before he ever came to the next platform is what made him so formidable. So it was a joy to be able to work with him. Just like, you know, when I do work with Donald Glover, you know, we get the Emmy. Like, it's because you're dealing with compatible wavelengths. Like, mm-hmm. Donald Glover told me, Kat, here's a script. You know, if you do this role right, you'll win an Emmy for it. I said, that's the only way I know to do it is right. And it won the Emmy.
Well, I know there's a lot of advantages to doing what you do being in the entertainment industry, but what's like the biggest thing that you can't stand about this industry?
Let's get messy. Dick riding. The dick riders.
Nothing. I like it.
Shit, I don't know who you think you're talking to.
I like it.
Now you. Nah, let's.
Yo, Willie D trying to get viral.
I love my op as myself.
Yeah.
I think it's great. On our side of things, it's flourishing. It's never been better. All the people on our side are seeing that prayers do work and that you really have control of your mind more than you think you do. And if you could somehow possibly stop thinking the way you do and think another way, it might help you. And you'll know right away if it does. That's the benefit, is each one of these days you're getting could really be the one.
What's one of the wildest things that has happened to you or you've seen happen in your time in this entertainment space?
You see, he's trying to get the tea.
Yeah, sorry, Vlad.
Vlad.
I ain't seen nothing. I collect the footage, but I haven't seen anything.
You were doing so good, man. I mean, you was just doing so good, and then all of a sudden you just decided.
Well, no, here's the thing. What you asked was, you said, "Hey, Wolf, what do you hate about the sheep?" Nothing. Nothing. I feel good. I feel like we're in a good position. Everything's going to be fine. Let's go, Coach Prime.
Yeah. What do you think about Coach coming. Prime? What's up with Coach Prime? You have you been out there yet, Colorado?
No, but I've supported from afar. Yeah. I'm saying anytime a great individual, regardless of what he does, finds something that he can be great in.
They're not winning.
Like, that's going to work. Like, he is a motivating factor and an asset to it. He always has been since the Jerry Curl days. Those are the leaders of men that we discussed earlier. An eternal optimist, someone that's clever and about books and hard work and discipline. As a black person, we should be so lucky as to have, you know, a black coach like that. And as a non-black person, what a great job.
This nigga, man, you know,
this nigga gave this nigga bullshit anything.
Heavily LGBTQ plus positive city. And the fact that, what do you hate about the sheep? Nothing. Nothing. I feel good. I feel like we're in a good position. Everything's going to be fine. Let's go, Coach Prime.
Yeah. What do you think about Coach Prime? What's up with Coach Prime? You have you been out there yet, Colorado?
You think Coach Prime some bullshit?
No, but I've supported from afar. Yeah. I'm saying anytime a great individual, regardless of what he does, finds something that he can be great in, like, that's going to work. Like, He is a motivating factor and an asset to it. He always has been since the Jerry Curl days. Those are the leaders of men that we discussed earlier. An eternal optimist, someone that's clever.
I need y'all to go listen to this shit right here. You ain't hear it? Number one, I appreciate you guys. I got other shit to get to. I'm about to go. Regardless of what, you niggas stay safe. Make sure if you never heard this song right here, Bandman, you go listen to it. It's on all streaming platforms. Leave comments. Is the comments even over? I don't know. I'm gonna turn the comments on for the song, but listen to the song. Tell me what you think. This shit lit.
Racked up, racked out. Damn right, I cash out. My house is like a strip club. She serves drinks with her ass out. Back shot till she tap out. One nut, then I'm gone. 4GIDO on chrome. Condo, that's my home. Ball hard like Rondo. Stash box where that Glock go. Bad bitch with a dog mouth. She suck dick till it's all out. Took your bitch to the mall and showed her how we ball. I'm eating pussy, sucking dick. She sucking dick, I'm eating pussy. Hell yeah, I pay the plate. If the bitch is down to stay, I put red bottom on her. Then I fuck her, call her in the morning. I don't care about nothing. All it pussy, nigga frontin'. And I got it for the low. How the motherfuck you want it? Look,
bad man, I got them bands. Bad man, I got them bands. I'm throwing money, they showing money. I'm throwing money, I blow my hands. Bad man, I got them bands. Bad man, I got them bands. I'm throwing money, they showing money. I'm throwing money, I blow my hands. Bad man, I got them bands. Bad man, I got them bands. I'm throwing money, they showing money. I'm throwing money, I blow my hands. Bad man, I got them bands. Bad man, I got them bands. I'm throwing money. They showing money, I'm throwing money, I broke my hands.
I'm throwing money, he's showing money. I throw money, I both hands. Strip a dude a rain dance. Hoes call me Rain Man. Big shit, no game plan. Just good dick and game damn. Big shit, no game plan. Never met him. But I know that a bitch ain't shit. And I always a hoe. And a trick is a trick. And a bird is a brick. Plus I'm thick like quick. And my bitch, she the shit. Shit is so bad, she should get her ass whipped. I'm so sharp, I should be a casket. Fresh like a fruit in a fruit basket. Nigga, you a fruit. You just a faggot. Hot snake skin, red bottom. Yeah, nigga, I headshot him. Yeah, I heard the feds got him. But fuck him, nigga, cause I ain't telling nothing. All them pussy, nigga, frontin'. Man, them nigga don't really want it. I be coming through, stuntin' 550, nigga, frontin'.
Bad man, I got them bands. Bad man, I got them bands. I'm throwing money, they showing money. I'm throwing money out both hands. Bad money, I got them bands. Bad man, I got them bands. I'm throwing money, they showing money. I'm throwing money out both hands. Bad man, I got them bands. Bad man, I got them bands. I'm throwing money, they showing money. I'm throwing money, I broke my hands. Bad man, I got them bands. Bad man, I got them bands. I'm throwing money, they showing money. I'm throwing money, I broke.